If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. Number one, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other platforms. You can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's absolutely everything you need to make a podcast in one place. All you have to do is simply download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started with your own podcast. In today's podcast, we will be discussing vision as the new interface. Vision as the new interface. As we continue moving through the information from Dr. Klaus Schwab, Chief Executive Chairman of the World Economic Forum, writer of the book called The Fourth Industrial Revolution, COVID-19 and the Great Reset. He is the mind behind this new global Luciferian system that we are moving into. And this new system just happens to be the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, based on biblical eschatology, based on the divine inspired words of the prophets from the book of Revelation. The emergence of a beast system requiring beast technology in order to track and to trace and to control and to surveil and to manage large numbers of people. We've listened to damaged intellects who try to downplay and speak condescendingly towards the Bible, but now are being destroyed mentally by the very fact that the things that the Bible prophesied irreversibly are coming into realization, coming into existence. The emergence of these new technologies are dark. They are being sold under the guise of being an enhancement for our society. But we have some wicked, wicked, degenerate minds in power. And for those who always seem to be shocked, they always seem to be shocked when we talk about this in plain black and white language. There is no need to candy coat anything. I will never candy coat anything for anyone at any time. Not when it comes to biblical prophecy, biblical eschatology, the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the rise of a draconian, Luciferian, satanic system that has its tentacles in every stratum of society, every aspect, every institution, and let me just, every state-sponsored institution. All this garbage we listen to every day. Oh, we want to save the planet. Oh, we're worried about Mother Earth. Oh, we only have 10 years left before we enter into a phase of destruction that we can't reverse due to climate change and climate effects that are going to come on the earth. No, what you are describing are biblical prophecies and judgments being unleashed on a wicked earth. That's what you're talking about. They have tried to mask it and change it and rearrange it and call it climate change and global initiative towards climate change, talking about implementing carbon taxes, charging you for breathing, charging you for exhaling, charging you for just living, just existing. But we got people that want us to candy coat it. Nothing will be candy coated. Nothing will be candy coated. Depopulation is a major agenda, a strong agenda, a burgeoning agenda. Actually, it's an agenda that's been in place for a long time. It's been in operation for a long time. And the social engineers behind this concept presently in the physical, on the physical plane, have made it their business to alter air, food, water, sneak in their agenda through healthcare services, make it seem like you're being helped, you're being treated, but what you're truly being is systematically murdered, exterminated, soft kill, slow kill, made sterile, radiated, cooked vibrationally, electromagnetically, filled with carcinogens, implanted and designed into your food. Yeah, when one sits back and reads medical journals, medical papers, technology reviews, technological or technology innovations, projects, start reading experiments that are taking place in tech institutes, MIT, start looking at white papers dealing with some of the projects that are being worked on by DARPA, worked on by other institutions of intelligence all around the world. When we look at Interpol, MI6, Mossad, CIA, NSA, DIA, DOD, and all types of letter agencies, three-letter agencies, working like busy bees to create, unbeknownst to themselves, a uniform system for the beast, for the one whom the scriptures calls the Antichrist. Listen, we live in a world where now you're not allowed to say he or she because you're offending someone who doesn't believe that they're a he or she. Now we must govern our behavior to assuage and to appease the sick feelings and ideas of someone else. No. We have freedom. God did not put me here on this earth to care about how you feel based on me using a gender pronoun. This is one of the chief signs that we have entered into one of the last phases of humanity before something akin to a ELE, an extinction level event, takes place. We literally have debates and discussions and curriculum being created in universities and schools and in academia and in politics and in social affairs, where they want us to walk on eggshells concerning addressing a man as a man and a woman as a woman and as a child as a child, a female as a female and a male as a male, a husband and wife as husband and wife, a Mr. and a Miss. We are definitely heading towards disaster. Then at the same time, these same degenerate concepts, degenerate philosophies. Want to try to preach at the same time. Oh, negativity and positivity. We want to get away from being negative. Yet at the same time, you continually keep erecting and creating infrastructure of negativity. You want to call it hate speech, thought crime, hate crime. Speaking the truth today is considered a hate crime. Speaking plainly is considered a hate crime. Calling a girl offends someone. Calling a boy offends someone. So what we need to do is sit back and take a look at what type of mental illness has taken over our earth. This is nothing less than institutionalized mental illness externalized as a social norm. Absolutely repulsive. You don't see cats doing this. You don't see dogs doing this. You don't see birds confused about their gender. You don't see any species on earth confused about their gender but humans. And any animals who experience confusion is because they've been assaulted chemically by hormone disruptors being put into their water supply or in their food supply or in their near surrounding proximal environment. By humans. So these are some of the basic. This is just basic. Plato said, if you want to know which direction a society is going in, just look at its music. The music will reveal what type of intellectual caliber your society is vibrating on. Well, at present, our music gives off nothing but intellectual dissonance, confusion, aggravation, strife, dehumanization. Opposite of respect, opposite of dignity, opposite of righteousness, opposite of truth, opposite of anything that is lofty. And I'm just speaking in general. I'm not going to pick on any groups. But if you allow little kids to listen to this garbage that we have, that we call music, the music that's making the top of the hit, the top of the charts, the top of the list. It's worthless music. It's worthless music. And it's primarily the lyrics that we're talking about here. It shows the intellectual climate in which we live. We live in an age of information. Yet, as I have always said, ignorance is the fastest growing religion on the planet Earth. Ignorance is the fastest growing religion on the planet Earth. We have atheists who are confused and lost. They think they have some type of salvation in themselves, but they have nothing in themselves. They're depending and groveling around, searching around, lost just like all the rest of their colleagues, putting hope in systems that are made by your own hands. Systems that cannot save you and have never saved anyone.